The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Monday morning, our next guests have spent more than two decades tracking big cats in some of the most remote wild places on planet Earth, and they're on the line with us right now. Their new book is The Ultimate Book of Big Cats, a National Geographic book by National Geographic explorers Steve Winter and Sharon Guinup. Steve and Sharon, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Hello.
What an amazing book and amazing photos. I want to start, though, just by finding out what it means to be an explorer on assignment for National Geographic. This is a really big deal, isn't it?
It is. Well, the National Geographic Society helps us all out with grants and funding to produce these really big, involved projects. And once you get one of those grants, you become a National Geographic explorer. And I've spent the last 25 years in the field working on stories about big cats around the world in some of the wildest places left on the planet.
That involves anything from, you know, camping at 15,000 feet in the winter in the Himalayas to, you know, sleeping in really funky scientists quarters in the middle of the rainforest and, you know, walking back to camp at night covered in leeches or falling in quicksand during the day.
Luckily, that only happened once, falling in quicksand.
All in a day's work. How did the two, because you've been working together, how did you meet and end up working together as a photographer and journalist?
Well, we were both photographers back then. I since, you know, went to graduate school and studied science and journalism and started doing more writing and multimedia and film production. So Steve and I, you know, sometimes work together, sometimes not. But, you know, we've been together for a very, very long time. And it's always a delight to be able to, you know, pool our talents and work together.
Our last story was December 2019 about the fact that there's more tigers in the United States in captivity than there are left in the wild.
Wow.
And that came out 3 months before Tiger King. It had been a two-year investigation.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, what is it about these big cats that first attracted you and has kept you tracking them for all of these years?
Well, big cats are just incredibly magnificent to be around. They're the top predator in their ecosystem. And I found out from scientists that top predators are vitally important for the health of ecosystems. We need them. And they're just such charismatic beings. We all love big cats.
The reason they're important is because they require huge habitat.
Yeah.
So if you're saving a tiger, you're saving a lot of animals, a lot of land, a lot of an ecosystem. So that's why it's really important to save the top predators. And yeah, being around a cat is amazing.
I've got to ask you, do you have house cats at all?
We have one, but I always tell people when I'm on stage for Nat Geo that I'm a dog guy at home and a big cat guy.
There you go. The work that you do is very important, too, by the way, isn't it? I mean, because not only are you photographing and documenting these big cats, but as you said, I mean, the ecosystem is so important. What is some of the work that you've done that's helped to influence public policy?
Well, I did a year investigation into a tiger cub petting venue in Thailand. It was a Buddhist monastery and a tourist attraction, and I was able to prove that they were trafficking these cats into the illegal Asian wildlife trade for their parts and products. So they
Wow.
that got shut down by the government. Steve, tell them about P-22.
Well, I was doing the first wild cougar story for National Geographic magazine and needed an urban cat and talked to the National Park Service guys in L.A., and I finally got an image that I really wanted, which he thought I was crazy to even suggest. but I got a picture of a mountain lion under the Hollywood sign, and P22 is now a celebrity in LA. They talk about the need for wildlife corridors and schools and everything. There's a P22 day, and now they're building the largest wildlife overpass in the world, just north of LA at Liberty Canyon, over 10 lanes of freeway to help save the cougars, all the other animals, and protect the people that have been hitting these deer and mountain lions as they fly along the 101.
Wow. By the way, you know, you mentioned some of the environments that you've been in and some of the dangers you've faced. I mean, this is dangerous work that you do. What are some of the dangers that you've faced in working in big cat landscapes?
Well, I think every day when you go out, you know, you have to just be aware and watch either the scientists you're working with or the local people. Because I had no background in working in these jungles or working with big animals. I'm not really concerned about the cats. They look right through us like we're not even there. We're not part of their image search as far as food goes. And to them, we probably stink. We don't smell like food because we use deodorants and colognes and perfumes and shampoos and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you invariably are scared to death on these stories because you accidentally come face to face with an animal that is not real happy that you're there.
Well, and there's been other things, too. I mean, the microbes are by far the most dangerous. I mean, you know, and all kinds of funky diseases. But also, I mean, you know, when Steve was doing a story in eastern India in Kaziranga National Park, his little jeepsy, their small open jeeps, was bashed by like 5,000-pound rhinos twice. You know, rhinos would chase them and attacked him when he was on top of an elephant. And, you know, there's all kinds of stories. I mean, yeah, as much as you try to be safe and keep your head about you, you know, things happen. But, you know, for the most part, he's come through intact, and so have I.
and we're glad that you could bring us the ultimate book of big cats, beautiful National Geographic book. Thanks to both of you for giving us some time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Bye-bye.